Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit, like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com, to start living yours. Let's get into it.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Just got an email to submit my votes for the CMA Awards by August 12th. You have to do the next round.
Yes. This one where they've already given you like 6 options to choose from.
The first round was you just write in anybody.
You fill in whoever you want.
It's hard.
This next round is you chop it down to the point where the nominees make it on TV.
Right.
It's still too many.
Maybe
right
it's
now.
10. Maybe it's like 10 people.
If I remember.
What? No, what do you mean? You have to do it. It's your duty.
This is not voting for the president.
But this is voting for an award. This is
voting
Eddie,
for the CMA
you let
awards.
Your kids do the last round.
I know, but that's special for them.
Talk about duty. Okay. What's up, everybody? Glad you're here. Let's see. I got a few things I wanted to mention here. First is Kristen Bell, who is agreeing that you don't bathe your kids until you smell the stink. Now, this was originally a Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher story, but then Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard were on one of the daytime talk shows, and they were like, hey, we agree. It was The View, actually. Do we have a clip of this, Ray? Here you go.
I'm a big fan of waiting for the stink. That's biology's way of letting you know you need to clean it up. It's just bacteria. Once you get the bacteria, you got to be like, get in the tub or the shower. So I don't hate what they're doing. I wait for the stink.
Thoughts? Do you give your kids baths before it's officially a bath time? Meaning officially, meaning there's actually mud on them or they smell bad.
I mean, my kids shower every day. I feel like if they don't, then the stink is inevitable. It's going to show up. So
you're
I'm of the mindset every
preventative.
Day.
You're preventing the stink.
Yeah, we bathe every day. But I mean, I guess there's nothing wrong if you want to. What does that do? It helps your body build up healthy bacteria?
I don't know. I bite my nails. I think that saves me a lot of times. I try to do most everything clean. And a germaphobe, except for I bite my nails. And Caitlin's like, you are so clean in everything else you do, but you do the most disgusting thing by biting your fingernails. Mm-hmm. And I do, but I really do it when I'm nervous. Because sometimes I'm just letting it rip. She's like, what's wrong? What's happening? What are you worried about? What are you thinking about? So I don't think I do it. But my nails grow so fast. I think it's because I eat Caitlin's. She has something called hair bears.
Hair bears?
You know what that is?
Her gummy bears that are for your hair?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah. Eddie's eating a bucket of them a day.
They make your hair grow?
There's like vitamins for your hair, supposedly.
Okay, I'm down.
But they taste really good.
So you've been eating those?
Ate like 4 or 5 a day.
Oh. So they're probably like protein vitamins, and they make your hair and your nails grow.
Like biotin in it.
Yes, yeah, sugar biotin. Bear hair vitamins.
Wow.
So I think that's what it is. But maybe that helps my fingernails grow so much. Eddie, what about you and your kids?
If I had my way, because I don't bathe my kids. If I did it my way, I would do it just like Kristen Bell. I wouldn't. My wife, she gives them baths every night or whatever. I wouldn't. I would wait for the stink just because I feel like she's right. That's nature's way of saying it's time to take a bath.
Or is it just because you're lazy and don't want to give them a bath?
A little bit of both, probably, yeah.
Speaking of your kids, Amy, Stashira is now registered for 8th grade.
Yes. Kind of crazy to think. It's her last year of junior high, and then next year she'll be high school. I don't want to get ahead of things, but it's just wild to think that next year she'll be able to do driver's ed and stuff.
9th grade is high school?
Mm-hmm.
It was the last year of junior high.
9th was
when I went
you?
To school, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
7th, 8th, 9th was junior high.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could play on the high school football team. We moved up at the end of 9th grade, had to play with the senior high team. So I guess you could be considered in high school. But, yeah, 7th, 8th, 9th was considered junior high.
Were you guys all same campus?
Oh, yeah. Our total school was 650 people.
So elementary, middle school, high school was all
there same. It was on a hill. One building had elementary, K through 6.
And that was including the teachers.
That's wild.
Another building had everybody 7 through 12. So we were all in the same hallways, but it was just junior high was considered 7 through 9. Yeah, I went to a really small school. How does she feel about school? Is she liking it better? Is she catching on? Is she caught up?
Yeah, I mean, she's excited. She has summer reading that she's supposed to be doing. She's getting it all done because it starts next week. School does. So she's getting all of her assignments completed for the summer, and she's pretty diligent about it. She's created a schedule. She'll kind of be like, come down and check because I'm trying to get better at my calendar, and we're helping her with that. And she'll be like, can you let me know my calendar for today because I have a friend that wants to play. Or hang out. I don't know if they say play date. But I'm like, okay, yeah, let's check your calendar. So she's just maturing and becoming so responsible. It's pretty cool to see.
Eddie got an email where he's wondering if he's getting fished.
Mm-hmm.
What's the email?
It said, your test results are in. And then it had click the link.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are taking COVID tests. Uh-huh. Or any other test. That's a pretty good.
Oh, so the chances of me having to take a COVID test are really good. So they're fishing me.
Or any test. This is a numbers game.
Wow.
That's a good one, though.
Man, so you think it's a hack thing.
Did you almost click it?
I did. But then I thought, I'm like, I was like, but I did take some COVID tests last year. Maybe it's just
the portal
is delayed.
That's a good one.
Wow. These guys are good.
I'm always freaked out by when I get a text from Amazon going, hey, something, something, your package, or FedEx, hey, something, something, your package. And it really is from them, but I'm scared to click it.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is from them.
Yeah, these hackers have ruined that for us.
Now I don't click anything. I almost got hacked by some account 2 weeks ago where they were like, hey, and they had a blue check mark. And they were like, if you don't click this, we're going to take your account down. And I was like, oh, they're working for Instagram. So I clicked it. And then almost put my password in, but I didn't. I was like, I don't know. I don't trust this. Luckily, then we found out later it was a hacker account. They had hacked into that blue checkmark account and then quickly started sending it out to try to get other people's accounts.
Speaking of, did you send me a Pizza Hut gift card?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. Because that again was a link, an email.
But you opened it.
I haven't opened it. You texted me, and I was like, well, did they take his email and his text? So I'm double checking with you in person.
But do you see the email?
Yeah, I saw the email.
Eddie said he spent a whole bunch of money on lunch with the Beast. Remember that story?
Yeah,
Disney World.
So I felt bad for him. So Caitlin and I sent him a gift card to Pizza Hut for a couple dinners.
Oh,
it's very
nice.
Sweet.
But I texted him and was like, hey, we're going to send you this so you don't think it's spam or anything.
And then I started thinking, is this the hacker that took his phone as well?
Oh, yeah.
Telling me that it's not spam.
And how do we know someone has hacked into my body and is telling you that it's okay?
It's real serious.
Level 3. Yeah, the spams and the hacks are getting a lot worse. Lunchbox thinks that he got robbed at the casino.
Yeah, I did. Well, I got robbed at the casino because I sat down at a table and this guy in a black vest and white shirt just kept taking my money. So I called the casino to complain.
Oh, he worked for the casino.
This is a website that they just ask for clicks, like that thing where we just get like a headlined.
Hold on.
What?
That was the dealer.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's the dealer.
Okay. I literally thought he was being... Mike, what did you...
So I called the casino, though. I called the casino to let them know I'd been robbed in their casino.
Okay, I get it. So there's maybe audio?
This is a bit.
This is the whole thing. Okay. Of course. This is what he does.
I thought he was just trying to like.
So
make
did
a story
I.
Up.
I honestly thought it was a real. When I, okay, here is Lunchbox explaining to them that someone was taking their money. But it's really. Okay, got it.
Good afternoon. This is with Jordan Casino. How may I help you?
Yes. I got robbed inside your casino.
What?
I was there, and there were some chairs, and so I sat down, and, you know, it was like this green table. It was a really nice table. The chairs were very comfortable, and I put some money down on this green table, and I turned around and it was gone.
Okay. Well, you know that at the casino, when you put money on the table, if you lose the game, then you lose your money.
No, I wasn't playing a game. Like, I wasn't playing tag or anything. I was just sitting there, and there was this guy, and he had like a black vest on and a white shirt under it. And he was sitting there, right. And he was standing there very proper, and he just kept taking my money, and he took it all.
Oh,
and so,
were you at the craps table?
No. I didn't have to go to the bathroom. I stayed there the whole time. Like,
okay. Okay. Were you possibly sitting at a poker table?
No. I didn't poke anybody at the. No. I wasn't poking people at the table. Like, I was just sitting there, and I had my money on the table, and I was just there. And right. And he would, he would sit there and boom, and he wouldn't give me any of that. Like, he just kept taking it.
Not robbed. I'm trying to teach you how the casino works so that this isn't something that happens continuously for you. Basically, you just put the money on the table. If you don't win the bet, the money's taken off the table. And I apologize, but I do have to go.
Yeah, but that guy never put his money on the table for me to take it. Like, he didn't put his money out there. Like, if he's going to steal my money.
That's the dealer.
Oh, so now you have dealers in your casino.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
There you have it. All right. I literally thought it was a bit where he was and noticed somebody was stealing little chips from him.
That would have been a little better.
Yeah.
Well, he tried, guys.
He did. He tried. There you go. All right. We're going to wrap this up. My stomach hurts a little bit.
I mean, the poking thing was funny and the craps.
Handle my business.
I laughed at the craps.
All right.
I didn't have to go to the bathroom.
You guys have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Bye, buddy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.